So we have in the studio award-winning author Gareth Shute. Congratulations. We are talking to you in your capacity, not as a member of all the greatest bands in the country, but as a audio culture author.
Yes. Yeah.
So Audio Culture very kindly give us a little nod.
Yeah, so every week every couple of weeks we come in and tell you what's new on the Audio Culture website. This is our website devoted to the history of New Zealand music, and we've got some good stories this week. We've got a story about Zero from Suburban Reptiles, who sadly passed away last week.
Yeah.
Simon Grid wrote a nice story about her, and it's got lots of personal reminiscences. So if you're into that era, check that out. And yeah, I wrote one on Defection, the funk band that spun off from Artie Jar, who like was one of the early rap bands as well, and they did like Prince style funk and stuff. So if you're interested in where New Zealand funk was in around 1990, and then they became a reggae band when no one was doing reggae as well, and they had this massive hits with their cover of Down in the Boondocks that now has millions of streams.
Whoa.
And they play it at the rugby sometimes and stuff. This crazy like band of Simon Lynch and Tony T. But today I'm talking to you about the story I've written on musicians in New Zealand films. Yeah.
So New Zealand musicians in New Zealand films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not people like Mr. Lee Grant, who was a New Zealand pop star in the 60s and went overseas and was in a James Bond movie. Not so, him.
Why not? What, hang on. I do need to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah. His name was, he had a bizarre like East European name, which he went back to, and he started getting in the film business overseas. And in Moonraker, the guy with the shiny teeth threw him off a building.
Huh.
That was his claim to fame post Mr. Lee Grant-isms.
Yes. Well, what are we talking about here? So I'll tell you.
Well, I thought I'd start, like, the New Zealand film industry was, like, you know, pretty small in the 50s and 60s. And interestingly, one of the first sort of big film projects was Don't Let It Get You, which was Sir Howard Morrison actually helped fund it with his, like, Howard Morrison Quartet money. And it was so shoestring that they, like, had, when they went to Rotorua and they filmed and they didn't have money for catering, his family just put in a big hangi and stuff and fed the crew and stuff. And to get Australian sponsorship, the film's got, like, some Australian singers just kind of thrown in there as well. But
I love the soundtrack to this movie. It's got a vinyl pressing as well. Very rare that a New Zealand soundtrack from that era would get. 66, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And actually one of my favourite New Zealand songs is off the soundtrack, so I'm going to put it on in the background. We just listened to, we just talked over the top of Sir Howard Morrison's Don't Let It Get You. But this is Eddie Lowe and the Quintickies with Why Am I Alone Now. We'll talk about this movie over the top of this. Beautiful stuff.
Ooh. Yeah, it's really nice. It's got some great scenes in there of the live bands playing, where they're doing all the like show band style tricks, like where they play. One guitarist holds the neck of the next guitarist's guitar and strums his own guitar.
Well,
Yeah.
Is that from this movie?
Yeah, yeah. So that's worth going to NZ on Screen or just going to this story and checking out that clip from the movie. You can see those sort of tricks.
If you've never seen this clip, it's like, it's absolutely killer. One of the great clips.
One guy's playing the solo and one guy's playing the like strummed part on two different guitars. And so he's having to strum, like one guy's strumming it while he's playing a lead with his other hand on the other guitar. It's kind of weird.
It's amazing.
But then you could see, like, New Zealand musicians, because the music industry was so small, they've always had to be kind of jack of many trades. So musicians over time did continue to be in films. The famous one in the 70s, probably Bruno Lawrence, of course. He had that great relationship with Peter Murphy, the film director. They were both actually in a jazz band in the 60s together. That's how they started.
Oh, really?
They were the cool, like, bebop jazz guys. And then they're like, let's make a TV show. And then that went on to them making a whole heap of films. And so he's an obvious musician in New Zealand films. But the film, the song I thought I'd play was one off Queen City Rocker, which was like this 80s movie. The funny thing that happened in the 80s, after all this time struggling to make New Zealand films and fund them, there was this weird tax loophole where overseas companies and stuff could write off their tax here if they funded films. And so there's this whole outpouring of 80s movies. Some of them are like really weird. We had like Battle Truck, which was like...
I was going to ask you about Battle Truck.
Yeah, they had all these crazy movies like that. And Bruno Lawrence was in like 3 movies, in like Goodbye Pork Pie and Smash Palace and stuff. Or maybe that was slightly earlier. But there was a whole run, and there was even like movies with like Harry Lyons from Hello Sailor was like the lead guy in one movie. They just threw together all these like random people. So there was a crazy era for a few years where they made heaps. But Queen City Rock was just after that. And the interesting thing about that movie, one is that the soundtrack is just crazy because the record company, Mirage Films, decided to start a record label at the same time, which was Pagan Records, which was how Pagan Records, one of the longest running New Zealand labels, got started. And Trevi Reiki was working at Reaction across town, and they brought him in to run it. And so it was actually just this way to like make more money from the film. And so they crammed like the lead person in it is like Kim Willoughby is the main person in the film, so she can sing a song. And then Ardy Jar appear in the film, and they have a song on the soundtrack and stuff. So it was just a massive effort of cross promotion. Though weirdly, there's like punk bands like No Tags on there as well. So the range of music on this album is totally insane.
And so we're going to play No Tag, Mistaken Identity. But what is Queen City Rocker about?
It's about this like guy from the wrong sides of the tracks falling in love with this slicker rich girl who's Kim Willoughby, wearing the most amazing 80s makeup you'll ever see. So I also recommend checking out that clip.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty hilarious.
All right. Okay. Well, picture, if you will, the story of Glen Eden meets Glenfield.
Ninety-five.
Hesitant to turn this radical song down. Give me your number, Adija.
Yeah, imagine that on the same soundtrack. You have no tag, you have that one.
Yeah.
Who's going to put that on at a party? It's like, oh.
I would.
Yeah, you would. You would, man. It's true.
I would. And that sort of weird Tarantino ballad before as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, but as if I'm having any parties, Gareth. tell me about the song. Tell me about Adija.
Yeah, well, Adija were another the band that appeared in the Queen City Rocker movie, and yeah, it was interesting. As I say, the they were right at the height, sort of around that mid '80s period. But the two members, Simon Lynch and Tony T, split off to do Defection, who you can also read about on Audio Culture, and so they kind of lost a bit of the wind in their sails. But amazing band. They play down at the Siren and places like that. And they had no drummer, so it'd just be like one of those little Steinberger basses with the no head and keyboards and wailing guitar from Tony T.
Wow.
But yeah, so we're tracking the history of New Zealand musicians and New Zealand films, and I guess after that 80s explosion with the tax break through the 90s, it's a bit more sort of slim pickings, but still the motivation was there for people who wanted to do music to have multiple careers. So I do pick out a few things, like Milan Boric before he was in Pluto was a child actor. He was in Bonjour Timothy.
Yeah.
And Grandpire.
Well, he was in some other thing as well. I can't remember, but maybe it's Bonjour Timothy I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember singing
with Dino Gorman.
Yeah.
In a very sexy shower scene. Young man.
Haven't seen it. Haven't
only
seen
if
it.
You're a little girl. But, oh, whatever.
And I remember Milan worked at the Henderson Video Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Lincoln Road.
Yeah, so, you could tell he was going to be famous, though, one way or another.
Oh, whoa. Those cheekbones. I was like, goodness me. I can't check out this video. I'm too distracted by your extraordinary bone structure.
But and then in the 2000s, I guess it's continued to the modern day where you have these people who do both, though. It's kind of, I don't think, overseas some musicians have become actors later, like Ice-T or someone where they just realize it's worth way more money. And when you get old, it's harder to be a
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's been in lots of movies.
Yeah.
Is mainly
it's
cameos.
Pretty good pay. I think Madonna did movies for a little while. She did like Evita in it. Anyway, in New Zealand, one obvious example is Troy Kingi. He has sure been in a lot of films.
He sure has.
It's crazy.
I think I knew him as an actor before I knew him as a musician. Was he more of an actor before he was a musician, Troy Kingi?
Well, I guess it was so early in his career that he did the Mount Zion movie with Stan Walker in the lead part, where he was one of the people in that. But then there's like Par Boys, and there's one on the TV3 app. Oh, its name's escaped
he's
me.
He's in Hunt for the World of People.
Oh, well. Yeah, Hunt for the World of People.
As the dad. He's great in that.
Yeah, he's in this weird, like, Christmas movie about these cops trying to, like, arrest Father Christmas.
And what? Okay, yeah, this I got to see.
You should look it all up. And he, what was the movie? Alien Addiction, that's a weird one. Uproar. Toke was the one I was thinking of that's on TV3 that I recommend. I think it's still on the TV3 app.
Okay.
It's a funny story about New Zealanders growing weed and they accidentally put some mold spores on this weed and it becomes incredibly powerful and the repercussions of that.
Whoa.
So Troy King is really good in that.
Marlon Williams.
Yeah.
He's in Star Is Born.
Yeah, he's on this great one on Netflix as well with the girl from...
You talking about the Ned Kelly one?
No.
He's in heaps of stuff. Cowboy Bebop.
He's in Cowboy Bebop.
No, am I thinking of that? Is he? What am I thinking of? Anyway.
Well, the girl from Succession is in an Australian movie, Australian miniseries that's on Netflix. It's quite good. And Marlon Williams is in that singing in the hallway, being this like pesky rock star while she has an affair. But I thought I'd finish with what's probably the most obvious.
Sweet Tooth. He's in Sweet Tooth, not Cowboy Bebop. The other Netflix film series that was filmed here.
He's getting around. He's doing well. Let's follow his star. But the most obvious one I thought recently of the last few years is Daffodils, the movie that is like basically made from a musical that's all based on New Zealand music. And then so they decided to have this whole nightclub scene that Kimbra's in, and she's like one of the main characters.
Kimbra's
in
one of the main, yeah. Main characters. And yeah, okay. So this is soundtracked by Lips.
Yeah, so check out Audio Culture and check out this article on the history of musicians and film, because there is lots of funny clips on there. And yeah, I just think this song's kind of cool, Lips. And then it's a Lips song, but it's remade with Kimbra singing, so it's still got the cool Lips thing, but Kimbra singing, which is kind of funny.
Lips syncing.
No,
she's actually singing. She's
well
actually
done,
singing.
Well done.
All right, thank you, Gareth Shoup, for coming in. The Marlon Williams TV show is Beautiful Lie. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, Beautiful Lie. That's I recommend, I think.
Yes, all right, let's go.
It's a quarter after nine. I'm at the front of the line. I've had a little wine, tipsy. I'm gonna get it. I'm on a juice cleanse diet. It's only my second night. I think I can combine it with vodka. Baby, let you do that. Anyway, I'm gonna try it. That's the way my night's going. I try to call you. You just ignore me. I thought that we were friends, but I can't tell any more than. Or maybe I would find you. Something you're afraid of. Or maybe I'm not useful. Cause I can make you famous. What the hell? And I'm out on the town, tripping like a clown. One of my heels is worn down. Cheap shoes always get you. And I paint my eyes smoky, doing mental karaoke. I try to keep it low key. I can really scream, but I'm trying to keep it cool.
Right on. Well, that was, thank you very much to Audio Culture and Gareth Shute for award-winning author Gareth Shute coming in and talking about New Zealand musicians on screen. That was Lips and Kimbra with What the Hell. We also had No Tag and Arija. Now, I had a text in asking, in conversation about Arija, was Betty Monga mentioned? And I realised we were only talking about Betty off air. So, of course, the legend herself, Betty from Arija. What a group. We could all use a bit more Arija in our lives.